At Party Foul Restaurant in Nashville, Tennessee, hot is an understatement, as they have refined the art of serving Nashville hot southern fried chicken to a fine art. This sit-down eatery has only been open a couple years, but Party Foul's incredible popularity makes one think it's probably a ripe franchise target. I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer. Come along and join me as owner Austin Smith shares his passionate vision and details of the happening, dining, drinking, and live entertainment establishment.
My name's Austin Smith. I'm the owner here at Party Foul.
It was your vision you started it?
Really great story if you've got time to hear it. I was working at a restaurant called 360 in Belle Meade. My partner owns it, Nick Jacobson. And so every time we'd get together, his wife and him, me and whoever I see at the time until I got married, we'd always joke about, what if we had a chicken joint called Party Foul? Would that be hysterical? Just big beers and fried chicken. So 7 years of joking, I go to my brother's wedding in Chattanooga. There was no drinking at the reception, you know, just dancing and food. Well, that's not really my family's way of doing things. So my sister goes, let's go to Champy's Chicken, Chattanooga. I said, all right, whatever, you know. So we, after reception, we go over to Champy's. Fried chicken and big beers. They are literally drinking 40-ounce beers on a Sunday after church. Granddads with their tie on, with their grandkid on their knee, drinking 40-ounce beers and eating fried chicken. I made eye contact with my wife, and she goes, oh, no. I said, oh, yeah. She goes, this is Party Foul?
That was the moment.
Oh, that was it. So once we had that in mind, I brought my business partners to be up there a couple weeks later, and they were like, oh, my God, this works. There's no demographic. Everyone loves fried chicken. Everyone loves beer. And they will come out here as a family. They'll come to watch a ball game. It's just, you don't get any more American than eating some fried chicken and drinking some cold beer. We started that way. And Party Foul was just going to be phenomenal fried chicken, three or four sides to choose from that changed up daily. Then I met my chef. I had these ads out. I kept meeting people. And my first question is, can you fry chicken? All of them had a very simple answer except for Bart Pickens. He said, how you want it? New Orleans guy. I mean, you've never met a character like our chef. I said, what do you mean? He goes, you want dill pickle brine, sweet tea brine, buttermilk brine? And he's going through all this stuff, and I look at my partner, and we just knew right away. We haven't even tasted his food. This is the guy. Well, little did we know, we were getting a guy who had cooked at the James Beard House in New York City. He'd run casino kitchens. He cooked four-star dining. The guy was just unbelievable. How we tricked him into cooking fried chicken, I still don't know. I beg him every day, like, don't hate chicken. So once we had him, we realized that we can't just do fried chicken and a couple of sides. He was unbelievable. Y'all got menus in front of you. You can see we've got a French preparation of a salad called a paillard, which is chicken breast that is hammered out to be very thin. I mean, it's twice the size of your hand. You know, it's a French preparation right there. We have, you know, a chicken liver mousse. We call it put up. We do all these interpretations of what you can do with chicken. We call it beak to butt. Some people like it, some people don't. But we use all the chicken and we try to incorporate it in the menu. So we love the fact that we were bringing hot chicken. We were going to have a full menu built around chicken. And that we were going to be the first hot chicken joint in the country that had full bar. Full service. It's not quick serve. You don't walk to a counter and come back to your table and you know, sit at a picnic table with a bunch of people. You sit down. We're going to serve you. You can get a cocktail. And not just cocktails. We have one of the best craft cocktail programs in Nashville, I believe. We have six frozen craft cocktails, which is three times the amount of anyone in Nashville. It's the big hit in, like, you know, New York, Chicago. Everyone's doing frozen craft, right? We also have a great beer program here. 20 of our 24 taps are local. We love to support the local breweries. The whole tipping point was Bart Pickens. Once we met him, that's when this menu came to be. That's when the whole concept, and it's blossomed ever since.
What day of the week is it?
It's Saturday.
It's Saturday. Yeah. And we rolled in at 10 a.m. I thought this place was going to be empty, and there'd be somebody sweeping up, and you'd roll out, and that's it. It looks like 12:30 noon on a weekday.
Well, I tell you, you give it another half hour, you're going to have pedal taverns outside with bachelorette parties pulling in. You're going to see people standing outside on a wait. Nashville really loves brunch. People will start rolling out here 10, 10:30, 11 in the morning, and it will not stop. We will not stop being on a wait until probably 10 p.m. this evening.
You always think of Sunday brunch.
Oh, Sunday's the same way. You'd think 12:30 after church, we're in the Bible Belt, Nashville, Tennessee. I'd love to say that all of our customers are probably sitting at church somewhere, but honest to you, they're here at 10 a.m. eating hot chicken. And, you know, we fill up quick and we stay that way. It's really fun to see it. You know, I never thought when we started doing brunch that it would be the premier thing, but we do more people at brunch than a Friday night.
Amazing. And I bet you never thought when you had that light bulb go on in Chattanooga that this place would go psycho on you.
If you would have seen my 12-month pro forma I built to get my loan to open this place, it would make you laugh at what's actually happening at Party Foul. I thought, hey, if I do this much, if we serve this many people, I'll be ecstatic. We are very blessed. We're very fortunate. It's been unbelievable, the response that we've gotten, not just from the tourists who come to Nashville, but from the locals. Our regulars are outstanding. We have so many repeat people. They'll come two or three times a week.
How long have you been open? When did this start?
It'll be 2 years. We opened on September 28th of 14. We thought we were opening a little chicken joint, and it'd be all right, and we'd enjoy it. We'd open a couple of them, and it's just turned into something way bigger than what we thought.
I know guys have probably bugged you about franchising it and opening up other ones.
So I have had calls from, I'm telling you, all over the United States. People have come by here or seen our social media, and they've been like, hey, are you franchising? I'll tell you this. Not tooting my own horn or anything like that, but we're a family here. We do things a certain way, and we expect everyone who walks in to have a certain feel when they leave this place. We're not ready to trust that with somebody else operating the restaurant.
You know you could.
Could, but that's not who we are. My personal goal, my partner's goal, my whole team's goal, we want to open these things one at a time, you know, a little TLC. And we want to make sure that every time we open one, before we leave that building to move on, that we've instilled the same things that we built the first one on. We built it on humility, and man, it's just been great.
So if you opened a second one, and I know you've thought about that, where would it be?
Well, you'll be the first to hear it. I'll tell you, we've been to Chicago. We've got some people we're playing with in Texas, but we love Middle Tennessee. Me and my partner, we're Nashville boys. You know, you can't serve Nashville hot chicken and be from out of town. You know, you got to be local. We are looking at Donaldson, which is right up the road. We're looking at East Nashville, and we're looking at a Midtown right up the road. I think that we'll probably have news on this in the next 2 weeks.
I would think Chattanooga would work here.
Oh, I could not wait to go there, because if it hadn't have been for Chattanooga, I would have never had that little light bulb go off in the first place. And plus, I have family. My brother and sister on my dad's other side, they live in Chattanooga, and buddy, we'd love to get there.
I see it. I see it on the horizon.
It's coming.
Talk chicken and hot.
Hot chicken. Okay, well, all right. Most people just build their heat levels with cayenne. Multiple dips. Cayenne. There's multiple grades of cayenne. Well, you can get to a point where you're just having heat for heat's sake, okay? We don't do that here. I can blow your head off. People say, Party Foul. You know, sometimes they say, we're not as hot as somebody else. Well, look, if you want heat just to have heat, I'll put capsaicin on there. That's the stuff they use to make mustard gas. If you have to keep it in a glass container because it will melt through any other vessel, how is that okay for your organs? I'll do it for you, but you're going to have to sign a waiver. We don't do that here. We do it to build flavor. We want you to taste every layer. We incorporate habanero in our Nashville hot. And we go up to Poultrygeist. Poultrygeist is because we use ghost pepper. We use cayenne, habanero, Thai chilies, scorpions. I mean, we go across the board. Carolina Reapers, four of the top five hottest peppers in the world go into our Poultrygeist. Now, the way we apply it, it is not going to kill you like if you just ate one of those peppers. You're going to taste everything that happens. I actually come from a wine background, so I can talk to you about the palate and where things hit you when you take a sip of wine. I talked about peppers the same way. Certain peppers hit the tip of your tongue, the middle of your tongue, the sides of your tongue, the back of your throat. Our Poultrygeist has a little bit for every area of your palate. You'll go, you'll take the first bite and you'll go, that's not so bad. You know, I found out water does not cure it. White bread does not cure it. Milk does not cure it. Nashville, one of our best known things that we do is called a bushwhacker. It is basically an adult chocolate alcoholic milkshake. It is the only thing that I have found that even helps me one little bit with Poultrygeist. My worst days, about once every quarter, I taste all of our sauces to make sure that they're on point and that we're hitting the heat levels we need to. Why I have to do that is because for some reason I have this, I just want to make sure quality control is right, and I guess I love pain. So I'll go through the whole spectrum of every heat level, and the only thing that gets me through that tasting is having a little bushwhacker on the side and just trying to kill that stuff, because I'm telling you, those peppers are not hitting like eating a fresh pepper, but they are hitting. They are legit.
Talk a little bit more about your menu. There's got to be more than just hot chicken.
So I saw we just brought your food out. So I'll tell you, my chef got really used to me being a little crazy. When we opened this place, I had my first kid. If you have kids, you understand, you do not sleep much. You rely on a couple sips of bourbon to put you down at the end of the night. So I'd be sipping on a bourbon, watching my shows. Me and my wife love to watch food shows and everything. And, 2 a.m., I'm up with a crying baby, and I'll see something on TV, and I'll go, man, what if we did that, but we changed it up this way, and what if we had that component? And I'd email my chef, and he'd call me back the next morning and go, yeah, I can do that. Why are you emailing me at 2:30 in the morning? I was like, I got kids, buddy. So one of the things I said, you're from New Orleans, chef. Everyone does hot chicken and waffles. But just like we're not like every other hot chicken joint, we do things completely different. Let's change that aspect. Let's do beignets. I said, can we bourbon glaze them? He was like, yeah. So what you have in front of you is our representation of the normal hot chicken and waffles concept. But we have bourbon glazed beignets, dusted with powdered sugar. So you've got your heat and your sweet. I'm going to tell you, once you get to dig into this, you're going to be really happy you did. This is probably our number one selling. It is our number one selling item on the entire menu.
Well, I could go on forever, and I know you could too. I don't want to hog your time. But let's do a wrap. It has been so cool to meet you, man. It's just, I can tell you absolutely love what you do.
Well, thank y'all for coming in. We appreciate y'all wanting to spend some time with us. And you're right, I can go on forever. I think you picked up on the fact I'm long-winded, so I want y'all to get a couple bites of this chicken before it gets cold. My name is Austin Smith, owner of Party Fowl. For more information, go to our website, partyfowlnashville.com, and we'd love to see you swing on by.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory, produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomascwilmer.com. Our associate producers from the San Francisco Bay Area include Molly Blaisdell, Lori King, and Susie Rodriguez. Melissa Corbin reporting from Knoxville, Tennessee. Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada. Kim Schneider from Michigan. Elaine Masters in San Diego. Julie Henning, Eugene, Oregon. Rebecca Bingham, Hot Springs, Arkansas. And Steve Cook, contributing from Little Rock, Arkansas, host of Arkansongs on NPR affiliate KUAR.